Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Lake Tahoe at the NFA spring meeting, and I'm with Dave Chambers, the director of flooring with Nebraska Furniture Mart. Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Thanks for having me.
It's good to talk to you. You're on the board of the NFA. You're also on the board of the Floor Covering Education Foundation. We'll talk about that in just a minute. First of all, let's catch up. At this meeting, you've come with your CEO, Tony Bolt, which tells me flooring must be a pretty big category because he's got appliances and furniture, and he takes his time to come to this meeting to look into the flooring business, right?
Yeah, I mean, Tony's a gentleman that is involved in all the product families at NFM, and he tries his best to spread his time. He really enjoys the flooring category at NFM, and he tries his hardest to get to at least an NFA meeting once a year if his scheduling would allow, but we love having him.
Well, most people who listen to these podcasts know that, you know, business has been sluggish in your category, but how's business with you guys?
You know, I've got a lot of categories. If I look at my entire umbrella of products, we're having an okay year. We're about flat. But if I look at flooring specific, so carpet, hard surface, we're actually doing much better. Those categories are performing this year for us. Our downtrend has been in some ancillary categories that have kind of impacted the overall umbrella for me. But we're finding some success in the flooring segment right now.
So flooring's outpacing appliances and furniture, I guess.
I would say it's keeping pace. Some of our other categories are doing well. It's a weird time. There's no question. So I still think that the consistency needs to be the key, and I think everybody's looking for that. And I'm not sure we've seen the consistency to start really looking to the future and saying, I think we've made the turn.
I need to point out you're the biggest member in the NFA, and you're opening a new store, which is going to make you even bigger in Austin in 2026, right?
That is correct. Not in 2026, but we'll be opening in spring of 27. We're adding another store in a suburb of Austin called Cedar Park. It's going to be fabulous. I mean, we spent a lot of time on the design of the showroom and the facility, and we're really looking forward to that market and the community. We can't wait to get our store open there.
Is it going to be as big as the Dallas store?
It'll be a little bit smaller than the Dallas store. That's our big one. The market warrants a bigger store in Dallas, so it'll be a little bit more equivalent to probably the size of our Kansas City store.
So let's move to the Floor Covering Education Foundation. You're chairman of the board. Two core areas of focus, installation training and recruiting. Give us an update on that.
Yeah, we continue to really make waves, I think, in the installation segment and really trying to help the industry build that new level of talent coming into the market for our installers. You know, right now we're continuing to grow. It's pretty remarkable what we've been able to do in just a short amount of years with our curriculum and college programs and even trade schools. And we're getting into the high schools now, and we're in 30 plus colleges right now across the country. We're in 17 states. We've got goals to be in every single state within the next 3 to 5 years. I see that probably happening sooner than 3 to 5 years, just with the growth that we've got. We've seen some unbelievable graduates come out of the program as well. Just to note, we've had 1,000 students graduate from our program already, and we've given away over $1 million in scholarships. We get to talk to these individuals that graduate, and some of these individuals are coming out, and literally within a 12-month span, they're starting their own installation company, they're hiring additional installers, and they're really that's the next generation for us, and we're 100% focused on continuing to drive that for this industry and really make a difference.
You know, one of the key parts of this is the funding. This is a not-for-profit organization, and there's some expenses associated with what you're trying to do. Some people say flooring is squares in a box until it's installed, so it should be up to the manufacturers to support this program. But it's refreshing when you see people at your level and the dealer level that are also supporting this. And I see you have on your lapel a pin that says, I support FCEF. So how is the funding going?
Yeah, it's a continued effort. We need to continue to find that funding in order to, you know, secure the future for FCEF and make sure we can make the impact that we know the industry needs. But we've got great partners out there. There's a lot of manufacturers that are still partnering with us on funding efforts. We got other manufacturers that are supporting us through materials and things like that for the colleges and the programs. And we've got dealers. Dealers are doing a wonderful job helping us support. We need more dealers. It's not a one person or one entity that needs to be funding this. I think this is a foundation that the industry as an entirety needs to get behind. And we're thinking about creative ideas. We don't want to be known as the foundation that's just always asking for checks. That's not the point of it. But we have great partners that come out with penny programs. You know, Leggett and Platt, they have a penny program that they match with some of the NFA members. Cali's been a great supporter. They were the initial one with a penny program. IFC with their canopy. So, you know, we have people coming to us all the time with creative programs on how do we continue to fund this much needed element for the industry.
And just to clarify, that means for every square foot that they sell, they give a penny to the foundation.
That is correct. Absolutely. And like I said, that's just one way somebody can get involved and engaged. And money's great, but we're also working through several federal grants at this point. That's probably been our biggest funding source. And it's been wonderful to show DC what the flooring industry is. And we've gotten the luxury to go attend with WFCA. We love them. They invite us to anything that we can be invited to. And we've gotten to attend DC lobbying with them and really trying to help spread the message about the flooring industry. And we need love too from the government. And how do we go about getting that love? So it's all part of it.
You know, it's interesting when you talk about the trades and trying to recruit crafts that have the options of either HVAC or electrical or many of the other types of products that need to be installed. The interesting thing about flooring is that it makes the space look better. That's a key selling point. Come do the flooring business. It's got to be competitive, but I'm sure you guys track whether or not you're competitive versus the other options for the trades to go to, right?
Yeah, we've done a lot of research. On the installation side, we're extremely competitive against the other trades. And for us, it's an awareness issue. That's what we got to continue to fight. I mean, we're not recognized as a trade by really the mass of the general population. And that's something that we've got to change as an industry. And it's not easy. We're getting out there in the high schools and asking students about trades, and none of them mentioned flooring. But then when we mentioned it, they had no idea how much that they could actually do and earn and create a business and do all those things. But you mentioned like certifications and tradesmanships and things like that with some of the other trades. And that's a problem for us that we got to still figure out. We don't have those levels of certifications required. And, you know, these are all things that the FCF is looking at and partnering with the other entities in the flooring industry and, you know, trying to figure out a path forward for us to sustain a future of growth for everybody that's in the flooring.
Well, Dave, thanks for volunteering on that because that's a non-paid position, right?
That is correct. Yeah.
Okay, Dave. It's good to talk to you. Thanks for spending time with our listeners. Again, been talking to Dave Chambers, the Director of Flooring with the Nebraska Furniture Mart. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.